Get ready now for Rocket to the Future, Part 2. Tonight's episode, Interrogation Prep. Once again, we soar off into the space-age future, 1993, with the officers and crew of the Earth Space Force. As we remember from last time, Lieutenant Schickelgruber was waiting in a holding cell in the Luna Base 3 space brig, while his fellow Space Force officers were taken into separate interrogation rooms. At last, a door squeaks open.
You got company, Lieutenant Schickel.
It's Lieutenant Schickelgruber.
Name tags don't lie all that often, and yours says Schickel. And don't think I'm going to forget how you cheated in Space 20 questions earlier.
Ah, this concrete floor is hard.
Commander Fauna, are you okay? What did they do?
They went easier on him than they will on you after I tell them about your Space 20 questions behavior.
Space onions on you, guard. Shall I just tell you what the answer was? Will that make you feel better?
Might probably.
Fine. It was idiot guard.
Yeah. Would have saved us both a lot of trouble if you'd just told me the answer ahead of time.
Enough about Space 20 questions, Schickelgruber. What about me? Your interest in my well-being lasted about 2 space seconds.
Sorry, Commander. This bizarre incarceration has made me a little insensitive to others, I'm afraid.
Well, see that it doesn't happen again, Schickelgruber. Ah.
Are you hurt? Did they torture you for information?
Well, sort of. Do you know what they served me to drink in that room? Generic cola. Flat. Warm. With one tiny ice cube bobbing on the surface. Clearly a symbolic reference to how sad and alone I was supposed to feel. And then guess what they said when I complained?
I don't know.
I said, guess, Lieutenant.
Well, that it was all they could afford because of all the budget cuts you've imposed, and then they laughed.
What? How did you guess that?
Because, that's what I would have said.
Now you got even more company, Lieutenant.
Oh! You look pretty bad, Nemesis. I suppose they gave you the generic cola to drink, too?
Oh, did they ever, Commander? After one sip, I was ready to tell them anything.
Did you? Tell them anything?
You mean, did I give you up? Did I flip? Did I betray the betrayer himself?
Actually, Nemesis, I was hoping your answer would be more nuanced in front of Schickelgruber here.
Well, how's this for nuanced, then? I implicated you in over a dozen court-martial-worthy crimes, half of which you're not even guilty of yet. And I had to, or they would have offered me a refill.
Over a dozen, huh? Well, good thinking, Nemesis. Your false accusations will taint the credibility of the legitimate ones.
Space bilge. If I'd known that, I'd have been honest and kept to your real crimes, Commander. Now you'll walk, and I'll be stuck here in a cadet's uniform forever.
Maybe not. Maybe I'll think about re-promoting you after all.
Really, Commander? That'd be great. When?
Soon, after I'm released and return to Earth, and after a cooling-off period.
Guard! I'm ready to withdraw some of my accusations.
Hey, Commander, Cadet Nettie, I'm here too. Isn't there anything you can tell me to help me prepare for my interrogation?
That's all the time we have now for Rocket to the Future, Part 2. Tune in again next time when we'll hear the guards say...
Okay, Lieutenant, time for more Space 20 questions. See how you like it when I'm the only one who knows the answer.
We'd like to thank our cast of stars, Ann Porter, Kevin Decker, Scott Herrick, Greg Smith, and Tony Flynn. We'd also like to thank the only man whose stuffed animals flee at his approach, Brian Lindsay. This episode was written by Tony Flynn with script supervision by Sarah O'Hare. Rocket to the Future is a production of Men in Charge Enterprises. And remember, don't be a fascist.